Good evening. My name is Gerard. I'm a very, very grateful and proud recovering addict. And I know it's by God's grace I'm able to stand here clean. It's real good to be here. My clean date is July the 15th, 1982. I'm 90 days shy of 26 years in this program. And my topic is not giving up 5 minutes before the miracle happens. I'd just like to say that my miracle happened 5 minutes before I entered the program, if you can understand what I mean. You know, it's very good, but I'll be remiss if I didn't mention that my sponsor's sitting in the audience.
Yeah.
And I have a posse from D.C. One of the things that I like to talk about as a newcomer, newcomer friendly, is that it's always been put to me that you never get this program. Once you think you got it, you just lost it. And what the program has allowed me to do over the years that I've been here is to make me feel inadequate. I do not know how to stay clean without you people. So it's very important that I do the things that I started doing in 1982. I'm in service continuously. I go to meetings on a regular basis. Staying clean has to come first. There will be times of trouble, ups and downs, crisis, situation, adversity, death. All these things will come to pass if you just don't give up. If you just hold on, like you will hold on to that bag of dope or that last $20 you just stole, and your body's ravaged with pain, and you need a fix, and you don't give up until you get that fix. And if you learn how to flip the script in this program, you'll make sure that this program be very, very productive for you if you have the same mentality on the positive tip that you had on the negative. And what I mean by that is that at any cost, any pain, anything that I had to endure, I knew the dope was gonna make it all right. The whoopings from the police, the gunshot wounds, Vietnam, overdose, didn't stop me because drugs heal all pain, if you understand what I'm saying. So what I did when I got to the program is that I got some very important information. Some of that information they told me, it said, Gerard, because you don't drink and drug no more, don't think somebody owe you something. He said, what you have to do with your life from now on is dependent on responsibility of you taking for yourself, not nobody else. Don't do this thing for nobody else. Do it for you. Because for 33 years, you have been a derelict. You have been very irresponsible. You had no care, no love, no understanding for nothing other than dope. Dope was your everything. Your morning, noon, and night. And you never had enough of it, nor you had enough money to keep on supplying yourself with it. So there was a lot of pain in between using. Waking up every day ill, you know, being an intravenous drug user and shooting dope in Vietnam, which is some of the purest dope. I don't know how I understood how I survived it, but I did. But the bottom line is that I thought dope was the thing that made me feel human, you know. If you're not a drug shooter or whatever, you know, don't judge. Because those who count don't judge, and those who do judge find themselves in a predicament that it will come back to haunt them. And what I mean, if I say things, bad things about you, I'm going to have to be able to accept that when those bad things happen to me, and I will get my chance. I will have my turn. So if I don't send it out, then I don't have to receive it, is what I'm saying. You know, it's very important not to give up. You know, it's kind of like my understanding is that you have to clean up what you messed up. You know, did nobody twist my arm and make me use no dope. So what I had to understand is that the suffering that I did, it was due me. So when I learned how to accept my consequences for the behavior that I had, I learned how to not do that behavior anymore. And I didn't have to suffer the consequences that long. So when I do right, I get blessings. When I don't do right, I get pain. I get suffering. It's another thing that I've learned that's very important in this program is too, is that self-esteem issues. I know my sponsor put me down with going back to school, learning how to get a job. If you don't make enough on one job, get you two jobs, because you really haven't worked none in your life. So you trying to play catch up with working. So that was kind of like important, because working makes you somewhat self-sufficient and responsible. And along with those things come the growth of self-esteem. When your self-esteem grow, you might get to a point in life where you don't need no dope no more, because you're self-sufficient and you understand what you have done with your life. And when you put your life in those perspectives, then you feel like you don't need dope to validate how you feel. You don't need people to pat you on your back for the way that you feel. You feel that self-esteem in yourself because you know how you're living. You know, you develop a conscience in this program that you just can't get away with the stuff that you used to do. You just can't get away with it. Your conscience won't allow you to. If your conscience do allow you to, then you might need to be numb again and you're used again. So when you work on your self-esteem, newcomers, it's only for the benefit of you to reap the blessings of this program. The miracles in this program is to continue enhancing the miracle, not thinking that you got the miracle and you're done away with all the other struggles. Now, I still struggle the same way that I did over 25 years coming to this program, because life is like that. Life is ups and downs. You know, I'm very fortunate to see a lot of the devastation that drugs cause in a person's life, even after getting clean. We bring a lot of illnesses into the fellowship, so one has to understand that his health is very important. Just the very nature of not using dope is a health-conscious decision that will continue to make you have a little more longevity as opposed to living, because you're not trying to destroy yourself. And I'm saying that because I tried to kill myself for 20 years and couldn't even do that right. I wonder why I wake up sometime, you know what I'm saying, wondering why I didn't die when I seen people die with a little lesser than what I did. I've lost two brothers to the disease, one from alcohol and one from crack. I lost a lot of sponsees from illnesses that they brought into the program with them. That was kind of shocking, because the fact that you have to be responsible for your own behavior. And you can't sing the Do Me Wrong song. You have to tend to understand that, you know, didn't nobody do nothing to me. I harmed myself out of ignorance, out of not knowing, or out of sheer pleasure. Because a lot of people start using drugs for pleasure. But the pleasure becomes so traumatic, so devastating, that we get caught up in the grips of addiction. And the ends are always the same: jails, institutions, and death. But newcomers, old timers, in between timers, you can always run into some adversity. But as I have learned over the years, dope fiends and alcoholics are some of the strongest people on the face of the earth. Because if you just imagine some of the whoopings that people have taken, and you would think that one has learned a lesson from taking this damn whooping, but they don't. They repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat. So that builds a character of strength. But I like to also say on the positive tip that when you go through situations, adversity, challenges, crisis, that's where your strength is at. If you come in this program and don't never go through nothing, you might use again, because you think that it's easy. Ain't nothing easy in life. The only thing that you guarantee is to continue breathing until your time is up. Everything else, you have to make a way and put forth an effort. And if you can put forth an effort to this program like you put forth an effort to trying to get your drug of choice, then you're going to be all right. And you're going to realize that I'm not the victim no more. You know, you can't sing the Do Me Wrong song up in here. This is a reality check here, a real reality right here, is that whatever you make of your life is what you're going to get. Don't do nothing, you ain't going to have nothing. Think that your sponsor can keep you clean, it ain't going to happen. He got to worry about his monkey butt keeping clean. You know, people know me from the D.C. area. You know that I speak two languages, profanity and English. But I got my grandson here who I'm trying to be a good example for, so I'm going to try to refrain from my profanity tonight. And what I'm going to try to do is to try to, like, express to you how important it is to keep the enthusiasm and the desire for the program of recovery, irregardless to what people are saying about you, irregardless to what you're driving or not driving. The purpose of this program, staying clean, has to come first. At any cost. Sometimes we don't want to be embarrassed, but I ain't never seen a shameful dope fiend. Yeah. Because I knew I would stay on the corner 7 days in a row with the same outfit on. Hey, look. And if I came across you, Jack, you got $2. You got $5, Joe, you know. Look, I took you last time, man. Are you going to take me tonight or what? You know. Because there's no shame. You should not feel any shame. See, shame causes people to numb themselves. I've learned that. When I'm ashamed and guilty of the things that I've done and don't accept those things, then most likely I don't like those things. And what I don't like, I try to escape from it. So that's why I will use drugs if I don't like me. So every day I look in the mirror, I got to accept who I am and what I've done. Because I certainly can't change. I cannot change the past. I can just learn from it, get stronger from it, and then try to share my experience, strength, and hope that you might not have to go through the same things that I went through. See, because you can learn from other people's mistakes. If you see a monster whooping somebody's ass, and you know, whooped him real ragged and can't walk, Brad, you know what I'm saying? He's crawling, talking about, please get this monster off me. You can learn to not mess with that particular monster. You know what I'm saying? You might go around the corner somewhere and find another little punk monster to mess with, but she ain't gonna mess with that monster. If you see those personal calls, shred pants all hanging all off and hair all over his head, teeth missing, you know, blood spooting everywhere. See, you learn from people's mistakes. But newcomers tend to, everybody's a newcomer. Everybody came in here a newcomer. Everybody came in here with 24 hours. The process is always the same, you know. So when people start beating up on old timers, talking about he should be acting a certain way, remember, he's a dope fiend. He's an addict. You know what I'm saying? He's doing the best he can. Give him some credit. He stayed clean. That's one of the things that I understand. You know, people think that because my sponsor got 31 years, I'm coming up on 26 years, they think we're supposed to wear a halo around our heads. And we're supposed to be so perfect. You know, so we're supposed to dot all the I's and cross all the T's, but it just don't happen that way. We was cold-blooded dope fiends together. You know what I'm saying? And look, you know what? Once you have permanently been something, you know what I'm saying? You can dress it up and be a phony, fake, and a fraud all you want. But the real deep down inside person that you are will come out. He will come out. You know, he will wake up from the dead. And one day you'll wind up and find yourself in a precarious situation and don't know how you got there. Because you cannot change. You know, what you have done is a part of your anatomy. It's your DNA. It's your plasma, your blood. And you have to understand that. And that's why acceptance is a part, and to thy own self be true is a part of what newcomers need to understand. Don't come in here and try to be a fakey jakey. You know what I'm saying? Because fake people are perpetrators. And whenever you perpetrate, you're being a fraud. And for all the fraud, there's consequence. Be yourself. That's who you have to be. And people can't accept you from being yourself, then maybe you might not need to be around them. You know what I'm saying? People will try to beat you up with your past. If you allow them to, if you don't really accept yourself, you'll let them beat you up and you'll feel shameful and guilty and you'll run right out there and somebody have a free bottle of liquor or free, or you smell some crack or something, and he said, let me show you how to smoke it, and all that kind of stuff. If you're not accepting who you are. You know, but God don't make no jump. We all have done some damaging things to us, but you know what? We paid for that in full. I know I paid for my lifestyle in full. Full payment for what I've done. I ain't got away with nothing, Greg. Look, I even took some whoopings that I wasn't supposed to get. But I knew somewhere down the line I had done something to deserve what I got. And I thank God for what I got, because what it has showed me what not to do. I don't want no more foolishness. I don't want no more drugs, no more alcohol. And see, you know, a lot of people used to be kind of a little reluctant when I share certain things. But when I came into this program, it was very hard for me to take on the concept that I could never use any mood-altering chemicals for the rest of my life. So what I had to do, I got down on my knees and I told God that I'd rather die than go back to drinking and drugging. I have not found it necessary to pick up. That's what had to keep me humble. I had to say that for me. Some people don't like to say it that way, but that's the way I had to say it. And it has worked for me over 25 years. And you know what? I can say the same thing again today. I'd rather die than go back to drinking and drugging. Because I don't remove myself from the process of recovery. Go to meetings every day, try to share my experience, strength, and hope. If I can't help you, I ain't gonna hurt you. But the bottom line is that the enthusiasm and desire that I have to stay clean overwhelms me sometimes. You know, even if things ain't going right, even if they all hectic, still, the bottom line is staying clean has to come first. And when you stay clean, that too shall pass. Whatever it is. You didn't worry about it when you was on it, so don't worry about it when you ain't on it. If there's such a thing as not being on it. You know, be on yourself, man, because the bottom line is that you are responsible for your own behavior. You know, you are the kind of person who has been given a second chance at life. Don't let that second chance escape you. Don't let that second chance be taken away because of ill feelings or shame or guilt or remorse. No. Be strong. Hold on. Don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle happens. But the miracle has already happened if you really want to open your eyes. Because the bottom line is that, you know, it's more like a phenomenal kind of gesture, you know, why I was saved and my brother wasn't, why my brother had to pass and I was spared. You know, when you get to those points in life, man, you really appreciate that I am truly a miracle. And the bottom line is, could have went the other way. I could be in the boneyard or pushing up daisies. Because I deserved it. I stole from my mama. You know, I robbed my brother-in-law sitting right there talking about I owe him for a coat. It just didn't matter. What matters was I need my fix, man. If you don't give it to me, I'm going to take it. And you talking about I'm going to kill you. Stand in line. You're always trying to rob me, Cynthia. But you know what? I really appreciate this program. And, you know, I want to always be a newcomer, man. You know, I don't never want to get too cute. I don't never want to get to the point where I'm looking down my nose at somebody because of what they have or what they don't have. No, that's not me. I'm not going to be that way. I'm going to still be the struggling recovery at it, because God wants me to be humble. And for those who don't know my name, since somebody yelling out, it's Football Shortage. And the reason why I declared myself Football Shortage is because after I did a fourth step when I was in treatment, I found out really how cruddy I was. And when they said that, I heard them saying things like, to thy own self be true. So I put that honorary tag on me, which has driven me to understand is that if you don't know where you've been, you don't know where you're going. Now, if you've been a crook, there's a crook in the back. his name Crooked Rob. Yeah. And you know that that's what you've been. You know, I label myself that because I didn't want people to say things to me that would hurt me. I say things like, you already know my name, Pueblo, so what, I mean, you know, what else is new? What else you gonna say about me? You know I'm cruddy. You know Fonzo robbed me, he cruddy too. See, these are some of the things that you begin to learn about yourself that you accept. And once you accept those things, man, the sky's the limit, man. The sky's the limit. I could stand before the president and share my story and won't feel nothing. Because the bottom line is that it ain't about what he think of me, it's what I think of me. And I'm a man just like he is. Yeah, he's crazy. Plus, he's an alcoholic. Your president is an alcoholic. Talking about he ain't drunk, he's sweet drinking. That's what he's doing. But it shows one thing, too. Andy, don't let me go over my time. Because being start on time, end on time.
Yeah, you're running.
It's often been said that people put other people on pedestals, you know, and respect other people as opposed to respecting themselves. You know, like I said earlier, God don't make no jump. We're just as valuable as the people in society. And matter of fact, look around you today in this particular convention center at how many people are just like you, struggling to stay clean just for today. So I'm going to take this opportunity to thank the CNPRCNA committee for selecting me to share my experience, strength, and hope. Because it's important for me to give back what was freely given to me. You know, I didn't come in here brimming with all this information. I came in with my head pointed towards the ground because I had no self-esteem. I couldn't look nobody in the eye because of what I had done to myself. But today is not like that, you know. Today I try to be a peace-loving man. I try to care for myself, try to take care of my health. I try to treat people as I want to be treated. I also know that I'm never going to get this program. You know, that I'm always going to want it. I want to keep the hunger for it. You know, what's important for me is that, you know, sometimes you can get complacent in the program. If you read the book, it talks about complacency. It talks about getting a nice home, nice car, business. 3-4 cars, nice jewelry, all that kind of stuff. Then you don't need the program anymore. You want to ride off into the sunset. Only for your horse to drag your dusty ass back up in the You know, it's a real serious business, y'all. And nobody can tell you how to recover. You know, with the saying of to thy own self be true, you know what you need to do. Now, if you was a chipper, a sociable drinker, a moderate dope user, then you might need to do your meetings that way. But if you was like me and my sponsor, who 24/7, 365, how many, decade after decade, self-destructive will, then you need a meeting all the time. No matter how many you get, you can never get enough meetings. And the reason that I say that, and I'm going to get ready to sit down, is the fact that I never had enough money and I never had enough dope. When I used to go home with 2 bags of dope, my eyes did not close until those 2 bags of dope was gone. I don't care whether I was high as Cooter Brown. It's just something mystical about dope. It seemed like if I don't use it, somebody's gonna sneak up in here and get it. And that ain't happening, Greg. That can't happen. But where would I be without my dope? Now it's all about hope. Hope that today I can make it through. Staying clean has to come first. To the newcomer, don't give up before the miracle happens. But if you want to be like a smart dope fiend that I am, the miracle has already happened. Just enhance the miracle. I'll keep coming back.
I'd like to thank Gerard for a wonderful message of hope. For our next speaker, I give you Farrakhan. Farrakhan out of New York.
Yeah, my name is Farrakhan Addy.
Hey, Farrakhan.
And I want to thank God for being in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and the Beating Way in Recovery. For I truly thank him for this moment in time. For I know without his grace, his unmerited favor, a guy like me be standing here in, you know, in Ocean City, trying to share my experience and hope. You know, I want to first say, I want to thank this convention, programming committee, for asking me to come once again to Ocean City. I want to thank the people who welcomed me when I came here. I want to thank the brother that I rode with down here, and the sister that I rode with down here, you know, and that we got here safe. I want to thank the people that came from New York that's here, you know, in the meeting. And I want to thank all of y'all, because for like for 7 years, back and forth, I've been coming down here. You know, and it's Ocean City, even though I ain't going to say my posse ain't here, but my posse is here.
Yeah, your posse.
You understand? Because I know y'all like y'all know me. See, that has to do with don't leave before the miracle. Because see, when you don't go nowhere and you don't know nobody, nobody know you either. And see, the program is too broad and too wide for you to get complacent in one area. So if you move on out and you understand that brother, that, you know, the brother based on high point of freedom, anywhere you go, you find somebody that knows you and that welcomes you. So you don't feel left out, newcomer. You don't feel as being a stranger. See, this program is so dynamic, so marvelous, so fantastic. Once you come in here and get the proper information, you understand, the proper information, you understand clearly that although you are new today, if you stay long enough, you know what I'm saying, you're going to accumulate some stuff. See, when I first got here, they told me the information. They said, don't leave before the miracle happens. I didn't know what they was talking about, like most newcomers don't know what they're talking about. Because right now, I came in as a bum. What you see here 15 years later is what not walking the door 15 years ago. I was a bum when I came in here. My pants were so high, my socks caught a fire, pants never know. You know, I was a bum when I got here. You know what I'm saying? So we're talking about don't leave before the miracle. Because guess what? If I'd have left, my pants might still be high now. But I stayed here, and because of the God who perceived to know more about me and to do more for me than I was able to do for myself, he prepared people when I got here already for me. There was already people prepared by my God to greet me when I came through these doors. Who's going to say, Farrakhan, listen, if you do this, this is going to benefit you. If you don't do this, this is what might happen to you. I begin to get information. Because what I read, the literature says, what I thought I knew about life almost killed me. So I needed some new stuff. I'm the guy that smoked crack and threw my stem out the window and beat it downstairs. I don't want to do that no more. You understand? I don't want to do that no more. So I came in here and I got some information. You understand? I got some hope. Because at the end of my addiction, I was hopeless. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have no hope. I came here and got some freedom. So I met some people who wanted to help me in my recovery. And they began to give me some information. They began to tell me, listen, get you a sponsor. Get into the literature. Know what Narcotics Anonymous is about. Don't have your hand in the air all the time. You just got here. Get some information first. Learn how to stay stopped, Farrakhan, because I had a relationship with drugs. I used heroin 27 years. I'm the guy that came back from the alpaca sweaters, the blast shops, the quarter fields, the echo scooters, the dots. You know what I'm saying? The high price sneaker at that time was a Converse that cost $8.99. You know what I'm saying? I got my clothes made. know what I'm saying? I was wearing beaver caps and beaver hats, suede coats. I had the number, I had the three number one watch at the time, a Long Gina Boulevard Omega. You know what I'm saying? I'm jumping out of Cadillacs at 16 years old. I'm getting plenty of money because I came off farewell. You know what I mean? I'm backwards. That's welfare. You know what I'm saying? I came off welfare, so I didn't have none of that stuff. So the streets excited me. I didn't have no father at home. You know what I'm saying? So I started a role model with my hustlers, the pimps, the prostitutes. You know what I'm saying? Those were my models that I seen in Bed-Stuy. You know what I'm saying? And I followed that. I saw the dope fiends. They was clean, but they nodded, but they was clean, though. Changed their clothes 3 or 4 times a day. Clean. Women were clean. You know what I'm saying? So that excited me. See, I'm talking about long before the drugs came into play, newcomer, I picked up some habits that eventually led me to the drug. You know what I'm saying? So I started doing some stuff. And in doing some stuff, I came to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. And I'm not going to say I earned no seat. I was blessed by God to come into a marvelous program like this. I ain't did nothing to earn this. This is why I say, by His grace, that's me an unmerited favor. I have nothing to do with it. Because there's many people who did less than me that I knew is not here. So I know it's by His grace that I stand here. That's why whenever you hear me share, I always come out by His grace first. Because what it do, it deflates my ego and enhances Him. It don't make me feel, because part of my disease is my self-centeredness. You know what I'm saying? It's all about me. How you like me now? You know what I'm saying? But when I was greasy and slimy and was a bum, didn't nobody want to come to me, everybody ran away from me. But I came inside this program and met some fantastic people who begin to guide me, who gave me some information, get a sponsor, get a home group, get the literature. You know, don't leave before the miracle happens, Farrakhan. Stay here. No matter what you go through, stay here. Through adversity, like the brother said, through adversity, stay here. Because I'm going to tell you about the disease of addiction. You don't get no brownie points for clean time. You clean, the disease clean too. You do step work, the disease don't step work too. You know what I'm saying? So don't think, because listen, because we don't listen. They don't care about Farrakhan got 15 and a half years. They ain't alerting the press. They ain't calling nobody. You think Obama want to talk to me? He'll get nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? But y'all care, and I care. And once I knew where I came from and what God has graced me and blessed me to have today that I didn't have 15 years ago, because I stayed. I didn't leave before the miracle began to happen. I came here with nothing, but y'all told me, guess what, Farrakhan? If you don't pick up, I guarantee you your life will get better. I guarantee you, you'll come out of that shelter. I guarantee you, you'll start getting your stuff back. So I don't know about y'all. Let me tell you something, newcomer. Don't let nobody tell you that it's not about some stuff here. Stop that. Stop telling that bad information. Because when I came out, I was a bum. Why would I be 15 years and a half later and still be a bum? I want some stuff back. Because I was using some stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't lose my stuff. I sold my stuff. I didn't lose nothing. I know where my stuff went. I lost my stuff. No, I sold my stuff. I know where it went. And I sold it for anything. I carried a TV. I remember I bought this TV newcomer. Guess what? The TV was wide. It was heavy. It took 3 people to help me bring it into the house. At the end of my addiction, I wish a motherfucker would help me. I was carrying it by myself. That's what I don't want to forget. That's what I don't want to forget. I don't want to get stuff like that. Because I got a disease that tells me I don't have one. So I got to be careful to the voice that I listen to. That's usually my own. So I begin to get a sponsor. And I begin to throw off what I thought. What I thought. I threw it off on him. He was able to help me. I got some men and women in my life that took me to places, took me to conventions. I remember the first convention I went to when I came around 15 years ago. I came to Baltimore. I had $24 when I got to Baltimore. When I got back to Brooklyn, New York, I had $23. Because the people that took me didn't allow me to spend a quarter. They showed me how the program worked. They showed me that they supported me. You know what I'm saying? They took me out. took me to breakfast. You know what I'm saying? This is what they did for me. I didn't have no clothes. Some people gave me some clothes. I was in a shelter. I had a curfew. Had to be in a certain time. But I wasn't mad about that. I was glad I had somewhere to lay my head down. Because for a long time, I didn't get no good night's sleep. Because I was using, it was all about using. Like the brother said, I couldn't put no dope in the drawer and talk about that tomorrow wake up. I never went to sleep. I wasn't going to be a wake up. You know what I'm saying? But I knew that I would get, listen, but I knew I would use it. Because I didn't have no information to stop me from using. When I felt something, I did something, which was familiar to pick up. And that's what I did. But I came inside this program here. And my self-esteem gradually began to build. Because I began to get new information. I began to understand that guess what? If I don't pick it up, I can't get high. My sponsor told me, ain't no dope, never put you no headlock. Every time you wouldn't pick it up. And then he began to tell me self-esteem things. Like you're the prize. I didn't have no keys. I was in the shelter. Listen, newcomer, he told me, he said, you're the prize. I said, I got to be the prize. I ain't got nothing. He said, if you don't use, you're the prize. 15 years later, I understand that I am the prize. I'm not better than nobody else, but I'm saying the gift that God has for me, nobody can take it from me. Your gift that God has for you, nobody can take from you. But if you're watching my gift, you might have never seen yours coming. You got to watch your gift. Keep your eye on your prize. See, I learned stuff like that coming here. I learned how to not be so arrogant and so self-centered, where it's all about me. See, embrace that newcomer that comes through the door and embrace that old timer, because guess what? Like the brother said, because you have accumulated some years and some time in here, don't mean you don't go through nothing. And some people who don't work on themselves with time go through stuff, but because of image time, they don't come and tell you about it. They forget about the fifth step, take the mask off. The image got to go. You know what I'm saying? So I learned some stuff by coming here. I didn't leave. I stayed. When my brother died, I stayed. When my son died, I stayed. When two of my sponsors died, I stayed. When I found out I was HIV positive, I stayed. I didn't leave. When I was weighing 50 pounds, I stayed. I didn't leave. When they told me in 95 he ain't gonna make it, in 94 he ain't gonna see no 95. He ain't gonna see the end of, he never even see the end of 94. That's what the doctor said. That's what the doctor said. But here it's 2008, they might be dead. Because I stayed. See, because I stayed. See, you have to understand it. There's something about this program that's so marvelous that God takes things, and takes things that's supposed to be nothing and make them something. Even though we are normal people, we are extraordinary people. God has cleaned us up so well that you can't even know that we're addicts unless we tell you. That's how God has cleaned us up. Look at my, I ain't bragging, but I always got to say this because I give myself good accolades. Look, listen, this ain't no grease. Look at that shine. Ain't no grease. Ain't no grease. When you feel good about yourself, newcomer, can't nobody make you feel less than yourself. They taught me that. I don't need you to validate who I am. I got to care about who I am. So no matter what I got, a day at a time, I'm doing all right with it. Because guess what? God didn't bring me this part to say, psych. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. And I know that there's much, 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 much more in store for us. Because guess what? We are more, literally says, we are more alike than unlike. So I'm only a product of you. I'm only a reflection of you as you are a reflection of me. So anytime that I think that I got it going on, that I got all the answers, that I know how this work, I just lost it. I don't know how this work into this, in the sense of, you know, I know what I got to do. Because when feelings hit you, if you ain't armored up right, if you ain't spiritually centered right, you might use something. And guess what? It don't mean the drug all the time. It don't mean the drug all the time. It don't mean the drug. You might use something else. that will make you look as though you're using drugs. Go through a situation in a fetal position and don't have a God in your life. Don't do no step work. See, newcomers, not no game. And old timers too, they no game. For me too, they no game. Listen, this is serious. My sponsor told me when I have the opportunity to share my experience, strength, and hope, share the hope of the program. This is not a take shot pop program. Talk about people from here, tagging them from here. This is a loving and caring program. My sponsor tell me, don't ever tell nobody they're gonna get no pain. You get pain based on what you do to get pain. Pain don't step, don't come and say, Frank, I'm gonna fuck with you today. I got to do something for that. See? My sponsor told me, listen, don't never tell nobody some of us got to die for others to live. Listen, this ain't Vietnam. This ain't no Vietnam shit. I literally says any addict, never has to use again if they follow this way. See, proper information. See, I needed that kind of stuff to make me feel good about myself when I didn't have nothing. When I was in that shelter. You know what I'm saying? Going back to that shelter, it was the people in my home group that gave me the hope to come back the next day to a meeting. Because when I went to the meeting, they embraced me, they gave me hugs, they told me they loved me. And I'm saying, the people didn't know me, they love me. But they said something to me. They said, we're going to love you until you learn how to love yourself. And they allowed me to be me. When I came in here, let me tell you something, a little bit about me. When I came in here, now here's a guy, dope had beat me up, crack it, messed me up, no question about it. Now, I messed with dope 27 years. 27 years messed with dope now. Smoke crack 3 years. Bing, bing. Bing, bing. I mean, I smoke crack, and crack had me so messed up. Crack told me don't buy no food. Don't get no haircut. Don't take no showers unless you get caught in the rain. Don't do none of that. And matter of fact, when you eat, crack told me, listen, buy you some peanuts. Because peanuts got proteins in it. You healthy eating peanuts. That's what crack did to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't never want to get my story. All of a sudden, I got some information, and I'm going to share like this. Well, my story is like yours. I used and I lost. No, I ain't used and I lost. I suffered. Anytime you wear shitty drawers and know they're shitty, and you say, well, you suffering. There's something wrong with that picture. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you don't take a bath, I don't get no haircuts with money in my pocket. There's something wrong with that picture. Anytime I get so dehumanized that I go into the store and start opening up shit to start eating it. There's something wrong with that picture. See, I'm not gonna let my disease play me out of pocket by telling me things is all right now, because you got some stuff now. Because you hear slick shit in here. It's not about the drugs no more. It's always about the drugs. Newcomer, don't let nobody tell you that it's not about the drugs, that it's just a symptom of your disease. Literature says, we had a major problem with drugs. It was major. Was not no symptom. It becomes a symptom when you get information to block it. But it says we got here, we had a major problem with drugs. Now you know it's gotta be major when you don't take no bath. You don't buy no food. Your disease tell you to go to the barbershop to get a haircut, and you go to the barbershop to get a haircut, and there's a guy in a chair. Your disease says, that's too long. That's too long. I'm not waiting. Something wrong with that picture. But I'm gonna get some jewelry now. I'm gonna get some name brand shit, and I'm all right now. It ain't about the drugs no more. I done been clean 50 years. It ain't about the drugs no more. No, I'm the problem now. Oh yeah, I'm the problem. But pick up drugs and see what really a problem you have. Because guess what? If I don't keep addressing my disease of addiction as far as the substance, I'll never get to the problem. This is why we got step work. Understand step work. Step work is very important. It introduces me to me. It lets me see me coming. It lets me know, here you come, Farrakhan. yeah, this slick shit or my disease attacks me in a different way. Why should it when it gets you every time the same way? It ain't gonna change up on you. It gets you every time the same way. I ain't never heard nobody raise their hand and say, I lost my clean time because I was in a relationship. I lost my clean time because I lost my job. No, you lost your clean time because you picked up. Right. Tell the newcomer it's always about the drug. You know what I'm saying? Now, I got issues besides that. I understand that. And I know what the literature says, but the literature is very very paradoxical. It says one thing, then it go back and says something else. So don't get too clever. The disease like a clever motherfucker too. Don't get too clever in there. It like a motherfucker that gets real deep. Yo, he's deep. That's some deep shit. That's some deep shit he said. No, I don't want no deep shit. I want simple shit. Because every time somebody get deep, they wind up in a hole. I don't want no deep shit. Simple shit for me. Because because in our literature, the first page, what you see? Simplicity is the key. Keep it simple. I complicate some stuff. I got a disease that's so strong, I can know the truth and listen. And my disease listen to tell me that's a lie. Knows the truth. My disease tell me that's a lie. So I got to watch how my disease come at me, which is me, my thinking. Because I got two personalities. I got Lawrence Grant on this side. I got Farrakhan on that side. Based on how you fuck with me, you're going to see one of them guys come out. Yeah. I'm a kind of guy, I believe in God. I'm spiritual, I believe that I'm spiritual, but every now and then, I might say some kind of word that might not sound spiritual. I don't mean to offend nobody, but I understand sometimes you need a motherfucker. Sometimes you just need to say that to drive your point home. And I literally says that I can share in no uncertain terms. I'm sorry about some things I might say sometimes, but I'm going to say it because I ain't here to impress nobody. I'm not here to monitor my sharing. I'm not here to tailor my sharing. I'm here to share to save my ass because I know what it is to be in the cold with nowhere to go. I know what it is for my family to see me coming and the lights is on and I knock on the door and the lights go out and the music go off. I know how that feels. I know what it feels. My kids see me and say, that's my dad. And their friends see me and embarrass them. I know how that felt. Now I'm going to get in here and forget all that now. Because my disease has made me think that I'm clever. You share all over the country. You know, you got some stuff now, Farrakhan. You know, you got some sponsors. You know a lot of people. You have arrived. You're okay. Keep on thinking that. Listen. I understand clearly that everything I got is a direct result of God blessing me to come to Narcotics Anonymous. I'm not going to put Narcotics Anonymous first because God blessed me to come here. Because guess what? God did not need you to get me to him. But he dropped me here because he got something for us to do here. So when I go home to my family members and my aunts and uncles see me and look at their kids, they said, Bobby, what the fuck you doing? But follow your cousin. Whatever he's doing, follow your cousin, Bobby. But he don't steal from the house no more. He say he's gonna do something, he show up. He ain't nodding, slob and boogers going all over his table and shit and burning up shit. See, when I went to my family's house, I had to be monitored. Yeah, I had to be monitored. He's in the kitchen. He's in the bathroom. He's downstairs. Don't fuck with them coats. Leave them coats alone. We'll hang them up. You think I'm gonna forget that? I'm talking about the miracle if you stay here. If you don't leave, the same people houses I couldn't go to at that time, I can go to now. The no confidence they had in me, today they have confidence in me. I'm talking about stay here and don't leave 5 minutes before the miracle and you see things happen. Now, not like the brother said, unbeknownst to me. The miracle happened the moment I walked into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. But the miracle really happens when I stay, because a lot of people walk in and walk back out. You got to stay here to find out where the miracle's at. So I got a head start. I came through the door. Because there's many people know about this convention and know about our meeting places and walking past it every day. Yeah. Know there's hope inside there and won't go in. Yeah. Still stuck on stupid, but I ain't got no problem. I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? The disease want me to think that way. My thinking, you all right. You don't need nobody. You can handle this on your own. Now I'm gonna share some a little more hope. When I came to this program, 10 years I was in this process. In 10 years, I didn't have no job or nothing. I never worked nowhere in my life until I came to Narcotics Anonymous. Now that's not bragging. That shows you what drugs did to my life and what I thought the slick life was. Because I hustled and I pimped. So I thought that, I'm gonna clarify this. When I say hustled and pimped, I'm 61 years old. So that means I ain't no McDonald Mac. I'm talking about pimping was pimping. I'm talking about that real shit, not that bullshit you see. Not that bullshit you see. Snatch somebody, take them in the car, and kidnap them, all that bullshit. No, I wasn't doing that. And plus, where I came from, we learned how to do more than that. So I could three-card Molly. I know how to shoot T's. I know how to hide the peanut. I know the con game, the Murphy game, the flim-flam. I know all that because I was taught that. In case she don't bring me no money, I still know how to get some. That's where I come from. But guess what? When I got here, they told me this, though. It's a Farrakhan, that's real nice you did all that. But what agency can you go to and get a retirement check for them? There's no agency for that, Farrakhan. So don't act like that's okay. I mean, don't act like that's a big badge of honor you did that. It showed me how I disrespected women. That's what it showed me when I done some work on me. So I treat women today differently. I respect them. There's no women inside us that can say I disrespect them. I respect women today. You know what I'm saying? Because guess what? When you don't know better, you can't do better. But when you know better, there's no excuse. There's no excuse. So I came inside this program, and I got some information. And I'm still getting some. That's why I make meetings. Listen, this is a university. This is a university. This is the best university in the world. Because I don't care what information you have, I mean, what problem you go through, you can come in and get some information. Like I said, I didn't work for 10 years. Came in here, I was on DHS. I was getting $6,000 and change a year. Because y'all shined me up and polished me up because I made meetings, I went on interviews, and I got a job. And the moment I got that job, automatically I got a $25,000 raise. Because of what y'all did. They thought I had a degree. I ain't tell them I didn't have one. I'm saying what y'all gave me, though. See, I'm a product of Narcotics Anonymous because I didn't leave before the miracle. My name is Farrakhan. Thanks for allowing me to share.
I'd like to thank all the speakers, and we can close with a serenity prayer.